We're talking to all of the candidates and all of the correspondents covering the candidates. So that's the...
Well, there are those who say I could slip in New Hampshire.
As bad as that.
Just come out this way, just a little bit. Now turn toward Mike.
Posing yourself in front of...
What do you mean by that, Mike?
Oh, yes. You can't do that in a minute.
Jack, you got up finally. I don't know. I got my own sources of intelligence now. I got to have a defense mechanism of some kind.
He's not used to being.
We're rolling. Senator, the conventional wisdom is that you have it all wrapped up. Do you feel that way?
No, not at all. There are 23 primaries between now and the convention. I'm a target, I know that. And so I think it's going to take some very effective campaigning and a good response from the electorate in as many primary states as I can enter. And that response hasn't really been tested yet.
The national press is here. And each one of them, almost without exception, feels that you do indeed have it wrapped up, barring some brainwashing-type gaffe that Mr. Romney came a cropper with 4 years ago. Is that what's on your mind? Do you worry about that kind of a gaffe?
No, not really. It's conceivable, of course, that sort of thing can happen. Candidates aren't infallible, and certainly I'm not infallible. But I think the real test is whether or not candidates find the message that Americans are looking for, find the message that is responsive to the problems they perceive in their day-to-day lives, and manage to articulate that message in a way that gets through. So it's the response of the voters that's the real test, and nobody really knows. You know, the national electorate hasn't been tested by national candidates in 3 years. And the climate 3 years ago was far different than now. We could all spend time defining those differences. So you've got a different kind of an electorate, same problems, different moods. So what kind of leadership really will fit this mood? That's the test. And that test will begin in New Hampshire here in March.
They say that the man closest to you, with the best possibility of stopping you, perhaps, is Hubert Humphrey. Isn't it kind of a nasty thing to do to the fellow who chose you to run as his vice presidential candidate just 3 years ago?
Well, of course, one could look at that in two ways.
I'm not sure I understand, Senator.
After all, he was as much my running mate as I was his.
I can't see any reason to go any further with that. The bottom line, then, Senator Muskie. Are you confident?
Well, I think that after sort of a fumbling start last year, I think we've become better focused on what needs to be done, better organized. We've developed some momentum. We're better prepared in terms of the issues, organization, and understanding of the political problems that face us.
How about money?
The money is a problem. It's one of dimensions that one can only guess, because I think it's without precedent in American political history, the money challenge. But we had a money problem last year. We overcame it. We came out of last year in the black, still without the resources for the primaries. But since we've had that success and we feel we have some momentum, we think we have as good a chance as anybody else to put the money together.
Why 22 or 23 primaries? If money is that much of a problem, Senator Muskie, why is it necessary to go into all of them?
Well, of course, it may not be. If the political going is good enough in the early primaries, I suppose that one might conceive of a reduction in the number that may be necessary, but you have to be prepared for the whole route. And really, I think the increase in the number of primaries is responsive to the desire of the American people to get involved increasingly in the selection of the nominees as well as the selection of a president. We may be headed, I suppose, eventually toward a national primary. I can't conceive that the cost would be less than the present process, but we're not quite there yet. And in any case, we're in an evolutionary stage, and this year that stage is an unprecedented number of primaries that we've got to be ready for.
You expect to win the nomination?
Well, if I didn't, I wouldn't have entered this race. As you know, coming from my part of the country, you don't bet too hard or too publicly on the results, but I think we've got as good a chance as anyone.
Thank you. Your vice president is getting a little bit... 15 seconds of silence. All right, well, I'm ostensibly...
Well, shall we pray while we've got the time?
No, you can't. You're not to move your mouth for... Just